Bloody bank holidays, I hate them.
Still no luck with Russell?
Oh, what do you think? You know what it is, don't you?
What?
He's at sea somewhere.
At sea?
Yeah, off in that stupid boat of his.
Oh, of course, with a long weekend.
I mean, what possesses an otherwise intelligent person to want to bob about in a bit of fiberglass dodging cross-channel ferries, I do not know.
Yeah, well, Guernsey was full of them. It's the freedom, isn't it? You know, to go where you want, when you want.
Oh, that's right, Lillian, rub it in.
Oh, sorry. Come on, Matt. You said yourself it's doubtful Russell would know anything. He'd only got it about fifth hand that Stephen had turned himself in.
Yeah, he's still more likely to hear what Chalkman's been saying than me. The SFO aren't exactly going to keep me posted, are they?
No.
Oh, I've a good mind to go round there.
Where?
Chalkman's.
What, Matt, you can't.
Well, I can. I feel like going round, battering on the door till he opens it, breaking it down if I have to, and when I see him,
Matt,
ripping his head off his shoulders.
Oh, darling.
He got us in this mess, it's all his fault.
I know that, but listen
I'm
to me.
Sick of doing nothing. That's what I'm going to do.
Tiger, no.
Why not? He's got it coming to
him. It'll only make things worse.
Make me feel a bit better.
Yeah, but it wouldn't me. Or you when they add GBH to the charge.
What does it matter? He'll have stitched me up anyway. I just want to know exactly how.
Matt, please, you've got to calm down. Please. You'll give yourself a heart attack if you carry on like this. Yes, you will.
Oh. I'm sorry. Sorry, Puss.
It's all right. I understand.
No, I'm sorry for putting you through this.
I know. And it's not your fault.
Yeah. Some of it is.
Well. Look, let's have some lunch and then let's get out of here for a bit. At least we can do that now.
Yeah.
We'll think of something to take our minds off it. For a while. How about a round of golf?
Oh, it's no good, Puss. Doesn't matter what we do, wherever we are. Can't leave it behind me. Ever.
Well, don't then. Every time you take a swing, you can picture Chalky's face on the ball.
Oh, come on, Jake. Right, last one. See if you can hit it. Oh, brilliant! Now run. You too, George. Are you fielding, Mia?
Oh. I will.
Oh, hiya. Well, these three are running me off my feet.
Oh, looks like you've got them doing all the work.
Oh, have you got something nice for lunch?
Yeah, I've got a few bits and George's ketchup. It won't be long. I've only got to put it all on the table.
Great, because I've got to watch the time, Nick.
I know. You've got to get round the feed hoppers.
Oh, I'm sorry. It breaks up the day.
I'm used to it.
Oh. You okay?
Yeah. It's just... Well, Annette was in the shop.
Yeah?
Being trained on the till. Turns out Susan's given her a few hours a week in there.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have suited me down to the ground. A few odd hours while Jake's at school and Mia's at playgroup.
Well, maybe, but... You don't know what hours she's going to be doing. It might be all evenings or something. And weekends.
Maybe.
Hey, don't be down. Something else will turn up.
Oh, I hope so.
Hey, of course it will.
Yeah. Anyhow, I don't want to follow in Emma's footsteps all the time, do I?
Oh, I never think of it like that.
Good.
Oh, I don't. You've got a full-time job anyway.
What, looking after the kids?
No, as one of the wags. Or is it quags?
What are you on about?
Oh, isn't that what they call them? You know, the cricket wives and girlfriends. Well, now I'm back in the team, you're going to be busy. You know, the shopping and the tanning sessions.
Oh, yeah, fake nails, hair extensions.
But, lip gloss you could skate on.
Massive sunglasses. Mm. I'll be that gorgeous and sexy, you'll be the envy of the rest of the team.
Hey, you don't need any of it. I should think I already am.
It's a bit different from last spring, David.
Oh, just a bit. We'd hardly got the second barleys in by the end of April.
By comparison, they're racing away.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I get round the wheat and winter barleys again this week with the T1 and the growth regulator.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
When do you start silaging?
Week after next. That's the plan, anyway.
Mm.
Yours is done now, is it?
Yes, the usual contractors. They know what they're doing.
It's a relief to have it out of the way.
Yeah. Well, yours should be a doddle this year, though, with a new system.
Well, you should be through it in no time, the amount we're making. So why do I still feel so frantic?
Hey, you're not trying to tell me you're going to drop out of the cricket?
No. I'm fine for later.
Oh, good. The rest of the season?
Well, I'll have to see. Can't promise to turn out every week.
Oh, not you as well. Tom's always crying off.
Well, he's doing two people's work. It's the same here. We don't want to give Bert or Eddie any more hours than we have to.
I know. At least we got Will back.
Yeah, I heard he was at net. Did you have to do much arm twisting? Here, after you.
Oh, thanks. No, he's very keen to get back into it.
Oh, get him to put his name down for the single wicket, quick.
Oh, I saw the list, was that?
Yeah. Not many signatures on it, though, are there?
Aren't there?
No.
This was a few days ago.
No, Alistair's a bit fed up.
I'd better sign up, then. And Will's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good to have him around again.
Yes. Yes, I suppose so.
What?
He's come back full of these ideas for improving the shoot. Raising more wild birds, that sort of thing.
Well, that sounds great.
Yes, except there's a knock-on for me. Brian seems to expect me to lavish as much care and attention on cover crops as I would on a 4-ton wheat crop.
Ah.
Maybe great news for the guns, but I can see Muggins here is going to be caught in the crossfire.
One minute, man. Is that?
I'll be chiming you.
All right. I only want a quick word. Kathy, sorry, but I've been trying to get in touch with Liam.
Afternoon, Matt.
Oh, hello.
Nice day for it. Your golf?
Yeah. What are you doing up this way?
Bah, it's the quickest way back from Pheasant Spinney. I've got to get home, change, then straight back out for the cricket.
Oh, busy, right?
Yeah. Well, it is now we've got feeders all over the estate. It's working, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, for establishing the breeding pairs. Well, actually, Matt, I was wondering, so as Borchester Land really understands what it's about, well, I thought it might be an idea for the board to come out, you know, and see what we're doing.
Sorry?
Yeah, it could be a nice day out for them.
Hang on. You want me to fix up some kind of nature ramble for the board of BL?
No, it's business. I just thought...
Yeah, well, you thought wrong. The last thing on my mind right now is organising treats for that lot.
Sorry.
Clear?
Very.
Good.
See, told you it wouldn't take long. Oh, hi, Will.
Lillian? Well, I'd better get off. See ya.
Hi. What's the matter with him?
I'll get in the car.
What?
Just get in. We're going home.
I hope Alistair's going to have a word with Chris. We don't want him skying it like last time.
No. Cost us the match.
And Edgeley have got some decent fielders.
Runners too. We haven't exactly covered ourselves in glory so far this season, have we?
Well, this is where it all changes.
Let's hope.
Oh, yeah?
I will.
Hello. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, David.
No, we need you.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, look at you. Real family outing.
Well, I hope they're going to be good.
You will be, won't you, boys? You mustn't go over this white line, that's all.
That's right. You can run around, but you've got to stay where we can see you. When they start the game, you mustn't make too much noise, OK?
Yeah, except when we score, and then we want to hear a lot of cheering.
Oh, that'll wake Mir up for a start, and then we'll know about it.
You're interested in cricket, Nick.
Oh, do you want the honest truth? No.
You've never had a chance to be, have you?
No, well, Andrew, my ex, was more interested in football, and my brothers were too.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing.
Well, that's what I've been telling her. Well, she'll have to learn anyway. I'm training up Jake and George for the team of the future.
Oh, yeah, news to me.
You could always show your support by signing up for the single wicket.
Oh, no, I don't think...
Yeah, why don't you? Oh, we can both do it.
You are joking.
You don't need to have played much, ever even.
No. Hey, do you remember that Hungarian boyfriend of Alice's last year? Yeah. He hadn't a clue.
I still don't think so.
Oh, go on, it's good fun. Well, it's nothing like cricket, really.
That wouldn't have to be, I'm just not sporty.
Well, we've got to rope you in somehow. I don't suppose you wouldn't like to help with the teas, would you?
Well, I...
Sorry, does that sound a bit sexist?
No, actually, it sounds much more my sort of thing.
Really? Well, look, not today, obviously. You just enjoy the game. But come and say hello to Shula. She'd love to have you on board.
OK, then, if you're sure.
No, I'm positive.
Watch the kids, Will. Yeah,
of course.
Come this way. Hi. Just round back.
Oh, by the way, I saw Matt earlier.
Oh, yes?
All I did was suggest the BL board come out to see what we're doing with the shoot. He completely blew up at me.
Oh.
I thought it was a good idea. You know, they could see the cover crops, where we've put the feed hoppers. I could explain about predators.
Yes, I see, yeah.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea? There's so much that's different.
Why don't you ask Brian?
Well, it's exercise of sorts, I suppose. Here.
Thanks.
Loading the golf clubs in the car, out again at the other end, in again and out back here. Just not quite the sort I'd had in mind. What did he say?
Oh, leave it, Lily.
No! How on earth can he have upset you?
Doesn't matter.
I just can't imagine how Will Grundy...
All right. If you must know, he wanted me to arrange a nice little day out for the BL board.
Oh, I see.
As if I'm going to fix up jollies for those two-faced... After the way they treat him...
Matt, look...
Don't know about showing them round the chute. I feel more like taking a gun to them.
Look, I know they've treated you badly. But the main thing is, you're still there. They haven't got rid of you entirely.
I should think not.
You're still on the board. You can protect your interests, and you've still got a say.
But my interests will need protecting with Jerry Morton in the chair.
But he's only acting chair.
Safe pair of hands. He doesn't know a bee from a bull's foot about farming, even less about property.
Well, that's why it's important you hang in there.
I know that! I want to see who they get in as chairman for a start.
Will it be someone new?
It could be. There's a vacancy now they've booted Jortman off.
Well, that's one consolation. And at least you're better placed to influence the decision from the inside.
Well, anyone as long as it isn't Jerry.
Well, there you are then. And if BL have got any sense at all, they'll soon realise that they're better off with you inside the tent than out.
Sense is a rare commodity in that boardroom, Lillian. That's the problem. Oh, I'm going for a walk.
You've only just got back.
Sure, look, I'll check the phone first, see if by a miracle Russell's called back.
But, look, shall I come with you?
No, don't bother. I'm sorry, Puss, I'm no company. I'm better on my own.
I assume you're going on the gate, David?
Yep. Is that okay?
Of course. You're a much better judge of lambs than I am.
Oh, yeah? What are you after?
Nothing. Tell me when you're ready. I'll send them down.
Okay. Right. You go for it, Ruth.
Okay. Go on. One of you's got to go first. That's it.
Come on. Come on. So what's Pip got you testing her on later? You'll do.
More science.
Ah, I did genes and inheritance with her last night. And you.
Learn anything interesting?
No, load.
Afternoon.
Hi, Kenton.
Oh, not again.
What?
Are you skiving again?
No.
Does Naomi know you're out?
Yeah, I hope you got her permission.
I don't know what you mean.
We heard she's got you running scared.
Well, who... Oh, Emma, I suppose. Look, it is not true anyway.
She's got you sus, mate. So what are you doing here?
Oh, cheers, Dave. A happy holiday to you too.
The shops are open. Why isn't Jack's?
Oh, well, we're closed today for a private function.
Oh, what's that then?
Yeah, well, it's my boss's mother's 80th.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep, I've been hard at it, putting up the bunting and balloons since 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? I was up at 5:15.
Oh, Dave, you're the younger brother. You're never going to catch me up. Just get over it, OK?
Kenton, there's nothing to get over. You're not exactly competent.
You two, you're as bad as each other.
Oi, what are you doing? We've got sheep to sort.
Let's see if you can manage a bit of brotherly cooperation, You know how to work the gate, don't you, Kenton?
Yeah, of course.
Ruth?
So if you've got the time...
Oh, sure. Yeah, Kathy's at work and Sid's got Jamie, so... You know,
fantastic. Just 10 minutes, David, while I make us a cup of tea. I'm gasping.
I'll go, Phil.
Linda.
Afternoon, Jill.
Sorry, have I got it wrong? I thought we were doing the outdoor bread making at your house.
Oh, we are.
Well, so why?
Well, your experience in Trafalgar Square doesn't begin when you get up on the plinth.
No.
Oh, no. It begins at the base, when you have to think about getting your equipment up there.
But there's a hoist.
Jill, You have to carry everything you need with you onto the plinth. No helpers. It's down to you.
Well...
So, hoist or no hoist, you need to look organised and competent.
Do I?
And as you well know, every second is precious if you're to finish the loaf.
Well, yes.
So we need to get your fitness levels up.
Quite possibly. But if you think I'm going to lug this lot all the way up to Ambridge Hall...
Jill, please, what do you take me for? I have driven down. I shall drive us part way back. And then we'll split the load and carry it between us.
Oh, that it, Dad?
I was just earthing up my potatoes. How'd you get on at the boot sale, then?
Oh, so-so for a bank holiday. I'm off to have another go with the detector, see if I can raise a bit of extra cash.
Give us a hand up, will you, Dick?
Right. Davey's given me the okay to try a couple of fields at Brookfield and Tony at Bridge Farm.
Ah, good. Well, don't go near the estate, will you?
No, I wasn't going to. I know what our William's like. You'd think it was his land.
Well, it ain't just that. The way Crawford is at the moment, if he finds out, he'll pulverise you as soon as look at you.
Right on the edge, ain't he?
Yeah. Suppose it ain't surprising with all he's got hanging over him.
You're never feeling sorry for him.
The mills of God grind slow, but they grind exceeding small.
He's had it coming to him all right.
Oh, I don't know. Money don't half bring trouble.
Yeah, and when you haven't got any and all. So you might want to have a think about where else round here I can try a bit of prospecting.
Oh, well.
I'm serious, Dad. Once I finish Alan and Usha's patio, my diary's one big blank. My phone's so quiet, I have to keep checking the battery.
Oh, I know, I know. I know you're doing your best.
Thank God Clary's working and the boys are sorted. That's all I keep thinking.
Well, I think Ed'll be running Grange Farm by Michaelmas, eh?
And I'll be on the dole.
No, no, you won't, son. Well, I'm going to take Bartleby a run out any road. I'll see if it gives me any ideas.
Go on, guys, go on. Not that bad, not even a nasty jab at the end. Go on! Go on!
Ed, no! Stop!
Well, keep sending them down, you said.
You're panicking them. You can surely see that. They're going to be up and over the sides in a minute. But just get the gate, will you? Shh. It's all right. It's all right.
What's the problem?
Ruth, why did you ever think that he could do this?
It's perfectly simple.
For a normal person, maybe.
Right, that's it. I quit.
No, you don't quit. You're fired. Shh. It's all right. It's okay.
Well, if that is all the thanks that I get for doing you a favour, mate, then I don't...
A favour? What? Yelling your head off? Waving your arms around like a drunk on roller skates?
What, Ken?
Can't you remember anything about farming?
Hello? Not my job, remember? Now, how much do you know about steering an oil tanker? Steering the good ship Jacks, for that matter?
Oh, about as much as you, actually. In fact, you still owe me for over 2 hours for me having to cover for you last week.
Not that again.
Yes, that again. Oh. Well, you can't be trusted with stock, obviously. But don't worry, there's plenty of other jobs I can find you.
That's it, Jill. Not far now.
It had better not be.
You do see how vital this is, don't you?
No. I think it's completely unnecessary.
Oh, come along. Are you never a girl guide?
Teddy Bartleby.
I was, actually. But I don't remember the forced marches.
What? Yes, your car broke, dear.
Oh, Joe. Thank goodness.
Hey, up. I'll give you a lift.
Oh, yes, please.
Absolutely not. Our little ramble is quite intentional.
Ramble?
I should have to stop my stopwatch now. Just a moment.
Are you doing this for pleasure?
Not mine, obviously.
Jill, please. You'll appreciate the value when it comes to it.
Oh, this isn't to do with this plinth idea, is it?
Yes, it is. You may have a vested interest in seeing it fail, Joe. I know you were keen to be our representative yourself. But we have settled on Ambridge's submission now, and it's important to make sure we can execute it.
Executing me first at this rate.
Oh, it's something to do with sheath to loaf, isn't it?
Exactly. The age-old symbolism of the wholesome grain, grown in Ambridge, ground, well, some of it, and baked on top of the plinth, by a member of the village's oldest family.
Well, one of them.
Well, one of them. Well,
you got it all worked out, haven't you?
Well, we shall have by the end of May.
Well, best of luck, Mrs.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Right, come along, Jill. We're nearly there.
Just round the bend.
Like somebody else we know, eh?
Blimey, Genson. I thought I was having a bad day.
Oh, Eddie, hiya.
Litter picking? Is this one of Linda Snell's daft ideas?
For once, no. Blame my dear brother, who actually makes Linda look like a reasonable human being.
What you done to get David's back up?
Oh, life's too short, mate. You had any luck on the old metal detecting?
Do I look like a bloke who's found buried treasure?
What, more like buried trash, eh?
If I tell you the most exciting find of the afternoon was a couple of tractor wheel nuts...
Oh, bad luck. Can I have a go?
Oh, there's no point. I've been all over the couple of fields Davies said I could try.
Well, what's wrong with this one?
He can't go trampling about in here. Flag leaf's just starting to show, see?
Oh, don't you start. I've had enough agriculture for one day. Anyway, yeah, we'll just go down the side there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to get into trouble.
Oh, blimey, he rules this place with a rod of iron, doesn't he?
Some of us need the work.
No, look, he'll be fine, be fine. He's not going to know. Give it here.
Look, I'm not happy.
This top switch, is it? Oh, wow. This is great.
Not like you're hoovering. Sort of sweep it from side to side.
Like that. Yeah, I get it. Just you wait, mate. You've seen Matter too, haven't you? Lucky in every endeavour.
Hey, watch the crop.
Hey, see? What did I tell you?
Careful, Kenton.
So this is where we dig down, right?
We'd better leave it.
Leave it? Are you mad? Hey, Eddie, it's going like a Geiger counter. If this isn't some highwayman's bag of swag, then I am not the hunt.
Oh, great.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Dave. Don't thank us, will you, for finding something that's going to mean that we can all retire.
Oh, yeah, right. Turn that thing off.
Dave, this whole chippy younger brother business has really got out of hand.
I thought I told you, Eddie.
Hey, hold on. It wasn't his idea. It was mine.
Oh, you amaze me.
Sorry, David.
No, it's not your fault. You really can't be trusted with anything, can you, Kenton?
Well, if you won't even let us try... Hey, be a different story, wouldn't it, if we turned up some Roman denarii or a Saxon brooch, yeah?
As if.
Oh, that is just typical negativity from you. Honestly, sometimes it's hard to believe that we're related.
Delicious honey, Jill. Perfect accompaniment.
Soda bread and honey. It is a good combination.
More tea?
Yes, please. I must say, there are some compensations to this project.
Oh, well, I'm glad you see it like that.
And cooking outdoors is such fun. Now, that did take me back to my girl guide days.
Yes. And it's obvious you have experience as a demonstrator.
Really?
Oh, yes. Everything very clear, perfect for playing to the crowd.
How funny. I haven't thought about it for years.
It's clear you're a pro.
Well, good.
Oh, it is. You're the perfect choice. I know I may have pushed your limits a little earlier on.
You did rather.
Well, I'm sorry if some of this preparation seems excessive, but I'm so anxious that we acquit ourselves well.
I know, I've just got to get picked.
You're happy for your name to go forward, then?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
Roll on the draw.
Yes. There is just one other thing.
Yes?
I think we need one more go.
Another? But we've tried it on the camping stove, and the time is spot on.
No, we've tried it outdoors, that's true, but not at height.
At height? What height?
Nothing worth having at all.
A couple of old pennies, that sort of thing. And Kenton nearly lost me job.
Eh?
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll have to hope for a better look at Tony's. Or have you come up with anywhere?
Eh? Oh, sorry, Eddie, I hadn't really thought about it.
Not Dad.
You know this plinth notion of Linda Snell's?
Eh? Jill Archer, ain't it? Baking bread or summer?
Soda bread. But they say it represents Ambridge.
Yeah.
But I can think of something better.
Can you?
What's grown, harvested and pressed right here?
Pressed?
I'm thinking I could get one of them mini presses, take it up on this plinth with a box of apples, and you, Eddie, could be at the bottom with a load...
Our cider! Oh, brilliant! Go, Dad, what a team!
Oh, like father, like son, eh?
Oh, you've got to go for it.
Oh, I'm going to. Better make sure Madame Snell don't hear about it, though.
on, Annette. Oh, you're nearly finished.
Yeah, zippity-doo-dah, that's me.
Yeah. Well, you are checking the sell-by dates as you go, aren't you?
Yes.
And you've remembered to fill from behind.
You have been training me for 2 days now.
And you're doing very well. I was just making sure you got it.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you'd better watch your back, Susan.
Oh, you're a great help. Anyway, look, I'm just going to go out the back, sort that invoice that's hanging over from last week and check that little bit of stock that came, and then I'm going to be off for lunch.
Don't get too excited, will you?
You've no idea what a treat it is to think I can have a full hour once in a while.
What did you do with your time off at the weekend?
Well, just caught up, really. I'd like to have gone out, but Neil had his paperwork to do.
Right.
Sending out late payment reminders. Some people don't have to try it on. And with the recession, they're trying it on even more.
Mm.
Anyway, look, give me a call if you need me.
I'm going to have a go at the magazines now, OK?
I don't know what I did without you.
Sorry these are late, Susan. Oh, hello.
Hi, Pat.
Is Susan about?
Oh, she's out the back.
Oh, well, I'll just put these in the chiller.
Oh, I'll do that for you.
No, don't be silly. I can manage. You get on choosing your magazine.
I wasn't. Didn't Helen say anything yesterday?
I didn't really see her. She just collected the ice cream and headed straight off to Lower Loxley.
Oh, I thought she might have said.
Said what?
That I'm working here.
Working? Here?
Yeah. Susan really needs the help and I'm on the spot. I even did the papers this morning.
You are keen.
Yeah, I'm so happy about it, because now I can pay Helen rent, like a proper lodger.
I see.
She's been so kind to me, taking me in and everything, and now I don't feel like I'm taking advantage of her.
No.
So it's good all round, really, isn't it?
Poor Roy. Honestly, Brenda, I don't know how he copes with her.
Linda?
Yeah. She's blitzing coriander with all this pregnancy advice. She rang to ask me if I knew anyone who'd had twins through taking folic acid.
What? Oh, here, Abby.
Hello. She read some article on the net. It said there wasn't any connection, but of course that wasn't good enough for Linda.
She's so bonkers.
And then she asked me all about what I ate in the first few months.
Not a lot from what I remember.
Exactly, I was so sick to start with.
Yeah, I know. And then you started eating porridge all the time.
It was all I fancied. Here, darling.
The red one goes on your soul, is it?
Yeah.
And now you do it.
Anyway, then she says...
Oh, Hayley, not more, please. I'm reaching my Linda's tolerance limit here.
Oh, no, you've got to hear this. She only wants Jill Archer up on a roof.
No.
Another practice run for this plinth thing.
On a roof?
Well, that's what I heard from Roy.
Jill's bound to put her foot down, surely.
Oh, maybe. You know what Linda's like. Makes it all sound so reasonable.
And really, it's ludicrous. You and Roy have got to keep her on side, though, at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, for next week, at least, while Caroline and Oliver are away in France.
And you've sorted your hours, have you? Who's having Abby when?
I think so. We'll be all right, as long as I don't get kept late and Roy doesn't get called in early.
I'm sorry I can't help.
Well, don't be silly. You've got enough on.
I just can't with my exams starting.
Of course you can't. How would I feel if you messed up on a paper because you've been helping us
out? Oh, don't. I go cold thinking about it.
You've worked so hard. And after all that stuff with Tom as well, you can't lose focus now.
I'm trying not to.
You can let yourself go properly afterwards. Like when you're on that beach in Thailand.
I wish.
How's the planning going?
Oh, we had a drink the other night talking about it. It sounds fantastic. Marina's worked out this great itinerary and everything, but it's like serious money just for the airfares.
Well, yeah, it would be.
I just haven't got that much. No way of getting it. So I expect I'll end up sticking around Ambridge watching Tom and Annette hold hands.
Brenda, you know Tom told Roy there's nothing going on there.
Yeah, well, he would say that, wouldn't he? And quite honestly, why shouldn't he go out with her?
Because it hasn't been that long.
It's 2 months since we split. I should be moving on too.
It's not that easy, though, is it? If you still care about someone.
Just got to stop caring and accept it. It's over.
Hello. Oh, Mother's meeting.
Hi, am I? So that time already?
Yeah.
Better get this on her lunch.
Light, sweetie.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it, Abby, eh? Now, I tell you what I fancy for mine. Cheese on toast, yeah.
You'll be lucky we're out of cheese.
Hey? Oh, no.
It's okay, I can let you have some.
No, you're all right. We're low on bread as well. I'll nip down the shop.
Tony? At the shop, I've just done the delivery. You will never guess what I've just... Oh, hang on, I'll have to call you back. Hi, Susan.
Hello, Pat. Annette told me you brought the yoghurts.
Yeah, I gather you've got a new assistant.
Oh, she's a godsend, honestly.
Really? She wasn't a great success the couple of times she helped out at Ambridge Organics.
Well, she needs a bit of guidance, but once she's got the hang of something, she's fine.
You don't find her a bit slapdash?
A bit at first, but she's only young, isn't she? I remember Emma at that age, and she's great with the customers.
Is she? Not a bit blunt?
Blunt? No. And especially with the old folk, really kind. She loves a chat. There's a couple of things I've had to mention. Doing the papers in her pyjamas, for one.
Yes.
You know, Derek Fletcher's always in early for his. She nearly gave him a seizure.
Oh, I can imagine.
The paper boy. I mean, he's only 13.
Quite.
But the rest, she's so bright.
Early days, though, isn't it?
She picked up the till in no time.
Well, I'm glad it's working out. So far.
I told her I don't know how I managed before. Emma was a help, of course, but her heart was never really in the shop.
No.
Now I can even have a proper lunch hour some days. Well, I'll see you then, Pat.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hi. Is the shop closed?
Oh, no. There's someone in there.
Great.
Hi, Brenda.
Pat.
How are you?
You know, revising.
Ooh, when are your exams?
They start at the end of next week.
Oh, well, best of luck.
Thanks. Is everything all right with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't sound it.
No, we're fine. I've just had a bit of a shock, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know Annette?
Yeah.
She got herself a job in the shop.
Really?
Tony and I have been a bit worried, to be honest, with her turning up like she did and landing on Helen. Now it looks as though she's going to be sticking around.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, dear. I'm not very happy about it, but what can I say?
Not a lot.
I don't know. Brenda's got you well trained since she moved back in.
Oh, hey. Hello, Susan.
Just seen her down the shop. Division of Labour, is it, Mike?
Yeah, she's gone to get a few bits, so I started to get the washing in. Hey, but if you're up here...
Oh,
but...
it's all right, it's open.
Huh?
And it's covering for me.
Oh, is she? Oh, great.
Oh, it is, believe me. So, it's dancing tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I've got to iron a shirt.
And will Vicky be there?
Oh, yeah. So she said last night.
Oh, you saw her, did you?
Mm.
Notice your car wasn't here.
Yeah, we went to a film.
Oh, which one?
The Young Victoria.
Oh, I wanted to see that. I saw it had come back to the multiplex.
Well, it was just for the one night, for the bank holiday, I suppose.
Good, was it?
Yeah, I didn't know much about her, but with her being Vicky's namesake and that, then...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, quite a goer in her youth.
What, you're Vicky?
No, Queen Victoria. Oh. I don't know about Vicky. We haven't had that conversation yet.
Yes. So, you'll have seen her twice this week, then?
Yeah, well, we'll probably do something towards the weekend, too.
Oh, right.
I don't know, what bite to eat, maybe?
Oh, that'll be nice. Well, you obviously get on.
Oh, yeah, she's really easy company, you know, and... She's such a laugh.
And she's, what sort of age is she?
So one of her neighbours, now he's a right so-and-so, a bit of a Derek Fletcher type. And the other day, Vicky were putting her bin bag out.
Where did she live, Mike?
Oh, Borchester.
Oh, yeah, where exactly?
Just off the bypass, ever so handy. Anyway, he says to her, excuse me, he says, you're putting that out a day early. Vicky had an answer for him.
Did she?
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Oh.
Can you hang on a bit for lunch, Dad? I want a word with Hayley.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'm in the middle of telling Susan something anyway.
Okay, right.
Actually, Mike, I'd better get on all my lunch. How is going to be
yeah,
gone?
Oh, no. Let me just tell you what Vicky said first.
You love your pasta, don't you, Abby? Oh, dear, on the floor. Never mind. Oh, hi, Bren. Oh, don't tell me. Shop was out of cheese.
She's working there.
What? Sorry, who?
Annette. Now try and tell me there's nothing going on with her and Tom.
Well, hang on. So she's got herself a job?
Yes, in Ambridge, on his doorstep. Dug herself in nicely, hasn't she?
Look, Brenda, you've got to stop this.
Stop what?
Torturing yourself like this. If you don't believe Roy, then you're going to have to ask Tom outright if there's anything going on.
What? And give him the satisfaction. And he'd probably only lie.
Yeah, all right, then. Ask someone who will know, and he'll tell you the truth.
Who?
Helen. She lives with Annette. She's Tom's sister. She's going to know, isn't she?
Yeah, I suppose.
If there's anything happening, she's right in the middle of it. And she's a friend. She'll tell you straight.
Yeah, I think she would.
So, ask her.
You're right. Yeah, I will.
I can't have this hanging over you while you're doing your exams. You've got to know one way or the other.
You're right. Thanks, Ellie.
There's one other thing.
Yeah?
Helen might appreciate a call this week anyway.
Yeah?
It's the anniversary of Greg's death on Thursday.
Oh, my God, is it?
I don't know how many years it is, but I know the date because it's the same as our wedding anniversary.
How awful. And I'd forgotten.
Well, you do, don't you?
Helen won't.
No, of course not. She's got Annette with her this year, so I don't know if that'll make it better or worse.
And it wouldn't hurt for her to know we're thinking about her.
No.
I feel awful. I've been so wrapped up in myself.
Oh, come on. You've been going through it.
Yeah, but even so. Thanks, Hayley. I'll give her a call.
Tom?
Before you say anything...
You haven't given me a chance.
You don't have to check up on me, Brian. The rest of the arcs and all the fencing will be gone by the end of the week.
Look, I wasn't checking up.
I've already spoken to Adam. By the weekend, he can get straight on and plough it up. In a few days' time, it'll be as if me and the pigs were never here.
Well, thanks for all that, for being so thorough.
That's okay.
It's good to know, of course, but I only really stopped to say good luck.
Good luck?
Yeah, and all the best for the new start at Bridge Farm.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I'm sure if anyone can make a go of it in this climate, you can.
I certainly intend to.
Well, no one's ever doubted your capacity for hard work, Tom.
It's not just about hard work. I've got an obligation to Gran now. I don't want to let her down.
Well, I don't intend to either. As soon as you've moved out, she and I can agree a final figure and seal the deal.
Good.
Well, I'll get off then. I've got a Borchester land meeting.
Have fun.
I doubt it somehow. But the way things have worked out, it's probably as well we've dissolved our partnership. I've got enough on at the moment without worrying about sausages.
That's okay then.
Yes, yeah, I think it's all turned out for the best. So, no hard feelings, eh?
None at all.
What did you do for the bank holiday, Jerry?
Oh, we were over in France.
Oh, you've got a place there, haven't you? The Dordogne, is it?
Oh, that's right, we've had it for years. Bought it, well, before the exchange rate was quite so punitive, thankfully. What about you, Annabelle? Were you still recovering from your exertions in the marathon?
My knees are a lot better, thankfully. I was down in London, actually. There's an exhibition
on. Afternoon. Afternoon, Matt. Coffee?
Thanks, Jerry, but no thanks, I'll pass.
We were just talking about our weekends. What did you get up to?
I went for a round of golf.
Oh, yes. Good game?
I've had better.
Sorry I'm late.
Brian.
You're not late at all, bang on time.
But what are we hanging about for? Everyone's here, shall we start?
Oh, hi, Eddie. If you're looking for Clary, I think she's on a late lunch.
Yeah, me and all. So I've come to have a go with my metal detector, if that's okay.
I don't know. Have you asked Dad?
Oh, yeah, he gave me the all clear. Told me where I can go and where not.
Oh, best of luck, then. Don't forget to cut us in on whatever you find.
You want shares in a growing pile of scrap.
Oh, not much luck so far, then.
Oh, zero. Nothing. Zilch.
Story of our lives, isn't it? Some people just seem to sail through everything, and the rest of us...
Oh, tell me about it.
At least it all seems to be working out for Ed.
Oh, yeah, he's signed the contract and sent it back. Got the loan and the overdraft fixed up.
Ooh, scary stuff.
Well, he's nervous, of course, but when something like this comes along, well, you've got to grab it, ain't you?
Yeah.
And you're back here?
As of next week, that's right.
How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I can't wait. Going in with Brian was the worst thing I ever did.
It ain't the best time to be starting up as all organic, either.
Well, maybe not, but at least I'm being true to my principles.
The trouble is, you can't live on principles. You know OSHA's tenants at Blossom Hill?
What about them?
Well, they're leaving. His business has gone bust.
Was he in organics?
Graphic design.
So your point is?
Don't know, really. It's a shame, though, for them. They've only been married a couple of months. They've got to go back and live with their folks.
Yeah, well, tough times. Look, I'd better get on. Hadn't you...
Yeah, I suppose I had. Time, team, here we come.
Right, is everyone settled? Good. Now, the last meeting was a little unusual. As you know, I've been elevated to acting chair, and as such, I'm hoping this one will run without incident.
Well said, Jim.
I'll sign off the minutes, if that's all right with everyone. Mm-hmm. Now, let's proceed to the first item, election of chairman. Now, as you know, only one nomination's been received.
Has it? First time I've heard of it.
Didn't you get the email?
No. Did everybody else?
Yes.
It was sent out yesterday, with the bank holiday getting in the way.
No, except for the agenda, I haven't had anything arrive from BL.
Yes, there should have been an attachment about the nominee.
Oh, really?
It was at the bottom of the email, you must have missed it.
You reckon?
I'm sorry about that, Matt. I'm afraid you'll just have to take it on the run.
Well, not exactly the usual procedure, is it?
I think we're all agreed it's important we vote in a permanent new chairman as soon as possible, i.e. today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, do we have a proposer?
Yes.
Yeah, hang on. Who is it? Can I at least know that?
I propose Brian Aldridge.
Brian.
And a seconder?
I'll second.
Yeah, just a minute. We had one stitch-up last week to get me out of the chair. Now there's another one to get him in.
It's not a stitch-up. The nomination's been dealt with perfectly correctly.
Yeah, except some of the board didn't know about it.
One of the board.
Which is obviously unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. Well, aren't we even going to have a discussion about this nomination?
There's no need. Look, if there were two candidates, we might have to debate their relative merits, but no one's raised any objections with me so far.
Well, I'm raising one now.
We can put it to the vote. You can make your feelings known then, Matt.
Oh, this is outrageous.
Here we go.
I don't think a show of hands will adequately cover my feelings on the matter.
Look, if Matt wants a discussion, Jerry, shall I step outside for 5 minutes?
Thanks, Brian, but there's no need. All we have to do is vote on it.
Oh, great. I can see how this is going to work. You've invented some kind of two-tier board here, and short of me emptying out my piggy bank and giving it all to the dog's home or offering to put myself in the stocks or something, I'm going to be made to feel like a second-class citizen.
That's not true.
Quite. Can we just get on with this vote?
Good idea. Brian Aldridge has been nominated as the new chairman of Borchester Land. All in favour? And against?
Like you need to ask.
Oh, carried. Congratulations, Brian.
Thanks very much.
Well, if you'd like to take the chair, I think you should run the rest of the meeting.
Well done.
Thanks, Jerry. Oh, thank you, everybody. Right.
Yeah, before we start, do please let me add my congratulations on the neatest piece of footwork I've seen in 40 years in business. That's it. Sorry, Brian, do carry on.
Don't ask. Your sows rooting around have got a better chance of finding buried treasure than I have.
No, Eddie.
They have. Obviously, I'm going to have to retire this metal detector for good.
That's a shame.
No, I mean it. I really felt lucky today, you know.
Always fatal.
Yeah. Oh, well, back to the real work, I suppose.
Yep. At least you've got the patio to be getting on with.
Only till the end of the week. Then what?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps Alan will preach a sermon about it and you'll get loads more customers.
Yeah, that's a thought. They seem well pleased with it so far.
There you are, then. Word of mouth. Always the best advertising.
Yeah.
You go for it.
I will. Oh, I meant to ask you, Tom. Helen okay, is she?
I think so. Why?
Just to, you know, tomorrow.
What about it?
Well, it's Greg's... it's the day he died, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, God.
I wouldn't have remembered, but how William always does, working with him and that.
Yeah, of course.
And William was there, you know, with Brian when he found him.
Brian, yeah.
Still, Helen's got a net this year. At least they can remember Greg together.
I suppose so. Thanks for reminding me. I'll text Helen or I'll give her a call or something.
She'd probably appreciate it. It's always nice to know there's someone who's thinking about you, ain't it?
Yeah.
If you could do that, Martin.
No problem.
It's asking quite a lot.
Now don't worry about it, Brian. I'll get on to it straight away. I'll probably have some preliminary figures with you by this time tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be marvellous.
So, just to recap, you want creditors, liabilities, money owed, cash flow, of course.
Yeah, and any suggestion you want to make for remedial action to stabilise our financial position.
Yeah, I got you.
I know we have the monthly figures and year-on-year comparisons anyway, but I mean, to get the full picture, if you could go back over the last, say, two financial years?
Sure.
What exactly are you expecting to find? We all know we're in the biggest recession, depression, call it what you like, since the Dark Ages. Of course the figures are going to show a downturn.
Matt, I'd simply like to have an overview.
Oh, so you're not suggesting I have my hand in the till, then?
Matt...
Now, it's all very well for you, Annabelle, but after what's gone on in this boardroom in the last couple of weeks, not to mention what's obviously gone on outside it, you'll have to forgive me if I feel the tiniest bit got at.
Paranoid, more like...
Right, well, I think that concludes today's business, so, unless anyone's got anything else they'd like to add?
No.
Not from me.
Well, only my thanks for relieving me of the responsibility, Brian, and for chairing a very good meeting.
Here.
Well, thanks, Jerry, thanks. Mm. Right, well, see you all next week, then.
Yeah, see you next week.
See you, Brian.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye, Annabelle.
I'll be in touch.
Oh, Martin, thanks. And thanks for your help.
It's a pleasure. Annabelle, are you going back to the office or are you free for a bit?
Well,
just one or two things.
Oh, yeah. We could have a coffee, perhaps.
Well, very good, Brian. Aren't you the golden boy?
Matt.
Didn't go quite how you planned, though, did it? I suppose you all expected me to resign on the spot.
Not at all.
Ah, come on, that's what you all want.
No, your reaction is your business.
My reaction? One nomination for chairman, Brian. A mysterious email attachment I didn't get. There must have been a lot of whispering in corners over the last few weeks.
Matt, we've been through
I might
this.
Have expected Annabelle to stick the knife in, but you...
Look, someone had to take on the chair. Jerry didn't want to do it, and for the sake of continuity...
Oh, please. Ever since I've been associated with BL and with Lillian, all I've ever heard from you and the Archers is family and how that always comes first. So where's the family loyalty now, eh? Or don't I qualify?
Come on.
No, come on, answer me. How many times have I used my casting vote to benefit your family? And
it
now all...
It doesn't matter who did what to whom. That's all in the past.
Oh,
but the reality now is that the kind of trouble you're in trumps any kind of family association.
No, it doesn't. This is just when family should
I'm
come
sorry
good.
If you're upset.
Upset, Brian, doesn't even come
There's
close.
There's really no more to say.
Oh, I've got a lot to say.
Bye, Matt.
Act two, Brian.
Annette, bathroom's free. Oh, hello.
Helen, hi. Is it a good time?
Yeah, I'm just out the shower.
What, dripping wet? Do you want me to call back?
No, honestly, it's nice to hear from you.
Oh, good. It's just... Well, I wondered if you were okay. I know it could be a difficult day for you.
Brenda, that's so kind. I didn't realise so many people remembered about Greg.
Well, I know you've got Annette this year. I don't know if that makes it better.
No, nor do I yet. Haven't seen her this morning.
Oh.
But Tom's already texted me, and Mum and Dad, of course.
Tom?
Yeah, he can be nice sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I was only going to ask, do you fancy going for a drink later? Or if you don't feel like it, maybe some other day?
No, that'd be great.
Is the bill okay? Early-ish, about 7:30?
Perfect. See you then.
Adam? There's coffee here. You and Andy.
Oh, Lillian. How could he?
What?
Don't pretend you don't know. Brian and BL.
Oh,
is that all you can say? When your husband connived to get Matt out of the chair and then smarmed in himself.
Oh, I don't think it was quite like that.
They'd all been plotting behind Matt's back for weeks, and Brian, the chief conspirator.
No. No, Lillian, you've got it all wrong.
What's wrong, Jenny, is Brian doing the dirty on him like that. Poor Matt's got few enough friends at the minute, and when the family start deserting him...
Oh, it really was not like that. Oh, you must see that things couldn't go on as they were. You know, BL were losing business, and... Well, they were. People had lost faith in them. And they didn't want to... Well, they didn't want to deal with Matt while he's under suspicion.
Oh, and instead of the board rallying round, they've closed ranks against him.
It would have been impossible to go on as they were. And somebody had to take over as chairman. And, well, you see, the board thought that Brian was best placed to... Well, steer them through.
Oh, the unity candidate. And steer them through what? Are you implying Matt left things in a mess?
No. No, not at all.
There is a global recession on. Find me a property company, or any company for that matter, which is still making a profit.
Oh, Lillian, I really don't know enough about it to argue.
No, you're not telling me you and Brian haven't chewed this over between you. I can just imagine the conversation.
Lillian, look, can we calm down? Let's go inside and talk about it.
Oh, you don't want the staff hearing how two-faced you've both been. Well, I don't give a stuff.
Oof, what a lovely sleep.
Oh, good.
Oh, I've got into a great routine. An old Sex and the City or Gossip Girl and then sleep.
Good plan.
Oh, it is. I'll go and have my shower.
Annette?
Yeah?
I'm going to Greg's memorial tree later. I always do on the anniversary, and I wondered if you'd like to come.
Ah. No, thanks. I don't think so, Helen.
Oh, okay.
I know it, like, gives you something and it works for you, but it doesn't feel right for me.
Fine. I understand.
And today I'd rather just forget about it, to be honest.
Right. Well, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, thanks.
Hold on. I'm going out tonight, by the way. Just for a drink.
Great, you should. I'm doing a late in the shop anyway.
Hmm. That's all right, then.
Are you sure you're okay, Helen?
I'm fine.
Good. Because I've got to look after you, haven't I?
Please, Lillian. There's really no point in having this discussion at the top of our voices out here.
Yeah, I'd be ashamed too if I'd been such a hypocrite. After all, Matt's done for Brian.
What?
Oh, you've got a very short memory, Jenny. Conveniently short. Matt has bent over backwards to help our family.
Oh, come on. He really put Pat and Tony through it over their pack house.
And then persuaded the board to let them have the farm at a knockdown price. Rather worth a tiny bit of angst in the long run, I think. And anyway, I was talking about Brian.
What's Matt ever done for Brian?
The little matter of the estate contract, for one, which has been a nice little earner for Home Farm for the last few years.
Well, yes, but we won that on merit by putting in the best quote.
Oh, please. Matt gave it to Debbie on a plate. Well, don't get me started on the anaerobic digester.
Oh, as I remember, it was Matt who killed off the Ambridge digester by going in with a Locksley Norton one.
Not until he'd done all he could to try and make it work. And this is how Brian repays him.
Look, Lillian... You've got to face the truth. Matt is bad news at the moment. The BL board had no choice. They couldn't afford to be associated with him as chairman any longer.
Yes. Well, maybe that's not the only association that should be broken off.
What do you mean?
I don't want any more to do with you, Jenny.
You've known about this for weeks. I know you have.
Oh, Lillian.
And all the time, you were holding my hand and calming me down, making me so grateful to you. You're my sister. I never thought you could betray me like this.
Lillian, please.
No, I'm not listening to you anymore. I don't want to hear it.
Oh.
Here you are, darling. Some roses for you. I think about you such a lot. I wish you were still here to see Annette. She's just lovely, and I'll do my best for her. I love you, Greg. Always will.
Helen?
Hello, Will.
I don't want to intrude.
You're not. It's lovely you remember.
I always pay my respects when I come past the tree. And today...
Thank you. It makes such a difference to know he's not forgotten.
No. I just thought Annette might have come with you.
I did ask her, but she didn't want to.
Right.
I was a bit surprised, but she said it's not for her.
No, well... No, I can understand that.
Can you?
Well, it's different for her, isn't it? She hardly knew her dad in a way. Not once she was in France and he was over here.
No, I know, but Greg always tried so hard with her and Sonia.
Oh, of course he did. And you did too. He was always saying how brilliant you were with her.
Was he?
Yeah. No, but whatever you both did, it was never going to be the same. Not like when Annette was little and he was living with them.
No.
Her memories of her dad... Her good memories. They're going to be of that time, aren't they? Nothing to do with Ambridge.
Perhaps not.
This is just the place where he died. Not good memories of him at all.
So why did she come here?
I don't know.
I thought it was to be close to him, but... If you're saying that all she associates with Ambridge is bad stuff...
Well, I didn't say that exactly. Only about her dad. Well, I suppose the reason she came to Ambridge... Well, it must have been to see you.
Me?
Well, yeah. It must be.
Annette, thank goodness you're still open.
Only just. I'm about to close.
Well, I don't need anything. It's only this DVD of Rory's. It's due back today.
Oh, okay.
Meant to bring it back first thing, but I got a bit sidetracked.
Oh, don't worry about it. So, did he enjoy it?
Oh, he nearly wore it out. I think we're going to have to buy it anyway.
Oh, Rory's so cute. You know, I'll babysit for him any time, Jennifer.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, thanks. If you can fit us in round your new job.
Yeah, I am loving it.
Well, I'm glad you found something you like so close by.
Me too. So, when's Alice back?
Oh, dear, I don't know. She's got her exams to get through first, and, well, they don't finish till about the middle of June.
Oh, poor thing.
Yes. And then I expect there'll be loads of balls and parties to look forward to.
Oh,
and...
well, she's got to be back for Christopher's 21st, though.
When's that exactly?
June 22nd.
Oh, the same day as Adam's birthday.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, Susan's already started to wonder what sort of party Chris will want.
Yes, I'm sure.
Though there's Neil's birthday before that.
Oh, what a social world.
Yeah, she says she always likes to have something to look forward to. So there's this supper she's planning for Neil. Oh, but I expect you know all about that.
Me? Why?
Well, as sort of in-laws. You and Brian will be invited, won't you?
Oh, well, I hope not. Well, I'm not really sure, but I very much doubt it.
Oh, I thought, it's just the way Susan talks about you and Brian.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, and she thinks Alice is so good for Chris.
Yes, I know.
Oh, they've done so well to keep it going long distance. It's not easy. My sister quit her course to move to where her boyfriend lives.
Yes, well, lovely as it is to chat.
Yes, I should be closed. Sorry, Jennifer, I'm going to have to throw you out.
So how was your day?
Fine, thanks, Brenda. Yeah, it's been okay.
Good.
I'm glad you suggested this, though. I've had enough time on my own. Anyway, I want to hear about you. What's this about a round-the-world trip?
Oh, not quite, Helen.
Well, as good as Thailand, isn't it? Well, then where? India? Australia?
Yeah, all of those. If I can afford it.
Well, yeah, of course, but you lucky thing. All I've got to look forward to is an ice cream promotion in Underwoods.
I am lucky, I know. And it's actually starting to look like a possibility now. My dad's offered me a grand towards it.
Oh, that's really good of him.
Yeah.
Considering how much he'll miss you.
Maybe he's trying to get rid of me.
What?
I'm not sure he'll even notice I've gone. He's got some new woman he's seeing.
Maybe?
Vicky. He goes on and on about her.
Well, he's got to move on, Brenda.
I know, I know. They'll take no notice of me.
Look, it'll do you good to get away too. You can wash Tom right out of your hair.
Yeah. Helen, I wanted to ask
you... I took a wild guess you'd be here, and sure enough...
Annette!
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hello.
Have you come to join us?
Well, yeah, I was going to, but I didn't know it was just the two of you. If you want to have a chat,
it's fine. You don't mind, do you, Brenda?
No, not at all.
Right, well, I'll get us some more drinks. What would you like, Annette?
Oh, can I have a beer, please?
The usual?
Yeah.
Same again, Brenda?
Yeah, thanks.
Won't be a minute.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
So, you're settling in all right, are you?
Yes, thanks.
That's good.
Everyone's been really friendly.
Oh, yeah? Well, it is a friendly place, Ambridge.
Yeah, it is.
Some people more than others, of course, but how nice they've made you feel so welcome.
Can you make a space, Brian?
Hmm?
Coffee.
Oh, thanks, Di. I need it.
You don't think she's serious, do you?
Oh, come on. How long's Lillian going to be able to keep it up?
24 hours so far. Oh, she's still not picking up her phone. I'm sick of trying.
Well, leave her be, then.
But I can't. If this carries on, I'm going to have to go round there.
You do that. I don't think I'll stop for lunch. I'll make myself a sandwich. I want to get my head round these.
Are those still the BL figures?
Yeah. Matt clearly hasn't had his eye on the ball since the start of the year.
Oh, I suppose he was too busy trying to prop up C3PL.
Evidently, at the expense of Borchester land.
Ooh, is it bad?
Things have been allowed to drift, that's the problem.
It's been a difficult time all round, though, hasn't it? I mean, Lillian was saying with a global recession...
So it's not Matt's fault. Now, where have I heard that before?
Well, I don't know.
Matt's been asleep at the wheel, that's all there is to it. The things I'm finding here, which the board's okayed, which haven't been moved on... And things which the board should have been alerted to and haven't been.
Oh, now it's too late.
In a couple of cases, yes. We'll have to write it off. For the rest, we're going to have to take some tough decisions to keep BL strong.
Oh, Brian, you're going to have to say all this in front of Matt at board meetings.
There's no ducking out of it, darling. And if he doesn't like it, he knows what he can do.
Resign.
Yes. And when you do get to speak to her, you can tell Lillian that from me.
Oh, don't have this one, Mike. It's a bit bashed. Look at the corner.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
I'll get you another one.
Oh, tar, Susan.
Well, you're not going to be buying posh chocolates to have with your cup of tea, are you? You've got to be a present for someone.
Oh, you're missing your vocation, you are. You ever thought of detective work?
They wouldn't be for Vicky by any chance.
Oh, blimey. CSI Ambridge.
Well, I said you might be seeing her towards the end of the week. Is she cooking your tea?
No, these are just a present. Like, no, I'm taking her out to dinner.
Oh, out to dinner, get you. Where are you going?
The Quince Tree.
Oh, Mike, that's got one of them Michelin stars.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, it was written up in the paper.
Yeah, well, Roy said he had thought it was pretty good, so I just thought I'd make a change.
Oh, it will. What do you got to wear to go there?
Eh? Well, I hadn't thought. I suppose maybe it is a bit of a suit and tie job. Well, jacket and tie anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bet Vicky will be dressing up.
Oh, yeah. She said she was pleased to have the chance.
Well, there you are, then. You don't want to let her down.
No. How about my suit I wore for Abby's christening and the same tie?
You could.
Well, Phoebe's got it me last Father's Day. She loves that tie. Yeah, that'll do. So, how much do I owe you?
Afternoon, Will.
Oh, hello, Brian. Are you looking for me?
Oh, yes and no. I came out to clear my head. I've been stewing in the office all day.
Not what you want on a day like this.
Not at all. Anyway, I'm glad to find you. How's the new regime going?
Yeah, not bad. Busy.
Yeah, I bet it is. But you're coping?
Yeah. Nick says she didn't think my hours could get any longer, but they have, of course. More of these hoppers to get round. Quite a few nights too, dealing with foxes.
As long as we're paying you.
Yep, I've got no complaints there.
Good. How's the grey partridge count going?
Well, I logged 6 pairs last month.
Well, that's very encouraging.
I thought so.
So you'll be keeping an eye on them through the summer?
Yeah, and if I can keep on top of predators, come the autumn covey count, we could be looking at... Well, I'd be pleased with 30.
So would I.
Yeah, the other thing I'd like for next year... I know I've got to speak to Adam, really, but if we're serious about taking the shoot in a different direction, I'm going to need a lot more game crops, on the estate especially.
Yeah, I thought you would. Well, as you say, it's between you and Adam.
Well, I know, but if you put in a word...
I'll back you up, of course.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Thanks for your support. Yeah, it's more than I got from Matt.
Oh, when were you talking to him?
Sunday. He bit my head right off. Now, all I did was suggest it might be an idea for the Board of BL to come out to the shoot one day, so they can have a look at what we're trying to do and understand the benefits, see for themselves.
And Matt didn't take the idea.
Said the last thing on his mind was fixing up treats for them.
And this was on Sunday. Well, I'm sorry if you got it in the neck, but as you know, Matt's under a lot of pressure at the moment.
Well, aren't we all? Well, that's no excuse to speak to me like he did.
No, you're right, no. But the thing is, Will, Matt's no longer chairman of Borchester Land.
Oh!
No, and he hasn't taken it terribly well.
No, I'm sure he hasn't.
Still less the fact that I'm the new one.
You are? Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping it won't turn out to be a poison chalice. Anyway, this shoot visit, what did you have in mind exactly?
I thought a ride around a few of the drives, explain about breeding in the wild, talk about predator control, show them the tracks.
Excellent, that sounds great.
Really?
Yes, no, do the board good to get a bit of mud on their boots. Have you got a preferred day?
Any day's good for me.
Right, well, I'll get everyone to consult their diaries, see what we can fix up. Then you can do the environmental bit, and I'll come in with what the board are really interested in. The difference it'll make to the bottom line. Improved income from more premium shooting days.
Whatever. Now, as long as they're happy for me to carry on.
Oh, they will be. We'll make sure of it. That's a great idea, Will. Thanks.
Good.
And just what the board could do with at the moment. Something positive. And a bit of bonding, too. Now, I'll let you know when we fix today.
Great. Thanks.
And get Jenny onto providing a decent lunch. Right. Well, that counts as my screen break, I think. I'd better get back to it.
You don't mind.
No, go on through.
Only when you said about the quince tree.
Yeah? Oh, look, have a seat, Susan.
Oh, thanks. Oh. Now, look, Mike.
Huh?
I know you're very fond of that tie Phoebe gave you and everything.
It's become a bit of a family joke how I wear it every time I have to get dressed up.
Yeah, well, it's very nice, of course. Mm. Lovely of her to get it for you, but it is a bit... Well, it's a bit busy, isn't it?
Busy? A tie?
With all those colours.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah. Well, I think so anyway. So, look, please don't be offended, Mike, but I brought a few of Neil's ties over for you to have a look at.
Oh, blimey. Quite the dandy, isn't he?
Well, it's my fault. I love Neil in a tie. I can't resist buying them for him.
Don't often see him in one, though, do you?
No, but that didn't stop me trying. Some of them are only from charity shops, but you wouldn't know it, would you?
No.
I mean, this one's silk. Italian.
Mm.
Or this one. Let's have a look. Can I?
Hey?
Oh, no, I don't think yellow's your colour.
No.
Let's see. What What shirt are you wearing? You got a decent white one, haven't you? I mean, that's always smart.
No, that had a bit of a set to with some gravy when Oliver took us all up the bistro after the TB.
Oh, that's a shame. I know. What about that nice over check?
Eh?
You know, the blue and white one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I wear that for dancing sometimes.
Well, that's nice. And how about this?
Pink?
Well, at least it's plain. And your suit's navy, isn't it? Oh, that'd look lovely, Mike.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Trust me.
OK, I'll give it a go.
Oh, great. Now, cufflinks.
What?
Christopher got Neil these for his last birthday.
Is that diamonds?
No, not real ones. But just on the corner like that. I think they're really stylish.
Yeah, maybe. But look, thanks very much, Susan. But I don't really need them. My shirt's got a button.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't wear cufflinks, Mike.
Oh.
You said Vicky was dressing up.
Yeah, but...
David Beckham's got some a bit like this. And you are going out with a Victoria after all.
Five minutes, that's your lot.
Oh, Lillian.
That's it, Jennifer. I don't know why I've let you in the first place.
Well, if you won't pick up the phone, you can hardly be surprised that I've had to come round.
But I told you yesterday, I don't want to listen to anything that you have to say.
You've got to see sense, Lillian. The board of BL had no alternative. Honestly, Matt had to go.
There is no point in going through this over and over again.
But there is, because you're just not taking it in. Matt is under investigation for serious fraud.
Which has nothing to do with BL.
But mud sticks, especially round here. You and I know that better than most.
Oh, and Brian's reputation is impeccable, I suppose.
In business, yes. He's just what BL needs at the moment. Someone experienced and with local knowledge.
Oh, is this what it said in his nomination for chairman? The attachment that somehow didn't get to Matt?
I don't know anything about that, but what I do know is that Brian spent hours going through the figures and it's clear that Matt was completely distracted by everything that was going on with C3PL.
What?
And that's not going to go away. He hasn't even been charged yet.
Precisely. Yet the board have decided he's guilty.
Well, he hasn't been charged. And when he is, the case could drag on for months. I mean, even years. And where does that leave BL? Matt's still a major shareholder. I mean, doesn't he want his interests protected?
Oh, he certainly does, which is why he's still on the board. So he's going to trust that gutless, snivelling, backstabbing lot, and Brian's the worst of them.
Oh, Lillian, someone had to be the chairman. Why not Brian?
You will not see, will you? Brian's the only person who could have protected Matt.
But he did. He tried to warn him before last week's meeting.
Oh, well, he didn't try very hard. Instead, he was only too happy to twist the knife.
Oh, it's hopeless.
Yes, it is. You and Brian having cosy chats about the figures now. You've betrayed me and Matt just as much as Brian has.
What on earth is going on?
Oh, Matt.
I can hear the row in me office.
She's just going.
Lillian, no, I'm...
I think you'd better, Jennifer. Really?
All right, then. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you won't listen.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out, then. Goodbye.
What was all that about?
Same as yesterday, of course. Brian.
Oh, Lillian, for goodness sake, drop it, will you? You're fighting the wrong battle.
What?
Forget BL, it's irrelevant.
After what they've done to
you? I don't care anymore, don't you get it? All that really matters is what Chalkman's been blabbing to the SFO.
Dropping you in it, we know that.
Of course we do, but the detail. A week of pestering Russell who knows nothing and no further forward.
Oh,
how can I defend myself if I don't know that? So now, can you see why I couldn't give a tinker's about BL? So stop wasting your breath.
I can't win, can I? Hmm? Whatever I do, it's wrong.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.